I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If the Iranian regime falls one day, do you know who will be happy? Well, tens of millions of Iranians, but political change isn't that simple. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran says Iranians have discovered there's a lack of leadership among the opposition.
Therefore, the question that was raised is, well, what happens if there's a regime change? Who will take over? What would be the outcome?
Iranians want peace, but are under a chokehold themselves. Ansari says banks are shut down and surveillance is at an all-time high.
In the last 10 days, the number of arrests is on a rise. Over 20 people have been rounded up, and it appears two people have been executed under the guise of being agents of Israel.
Heart for Iran is broadcasting the gospel of Christ via satellite TV to Iranians. Pray that many will be saved. And imagine not knowing your name for most of your childhood. Rob Myers with Door International says this isolation is often a reality for deaf kids. However, Door has seen the gospel flourish once these kids understand that they have an identity and are seen.
One of the things I've heard from them repeatedly is how powerful it is when these kids learn not just that they have a name, but that God knows their name and that God has always known them. And that even in these isolating experiences where they're in places where it feels like no one knows their language, no one can communicate with them, no one knows who they are, God still sees them. He loves them, and he's been pursuing them.
There are many deaf who need to hear about God's love for them in Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.